Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a time to give and the work of giving, how God's designed us and called us to be an individual that gives generously, gives cheerfully. And we'll talk about various of those aspects throughout the week. We kind of began yesterday with a look at this overall verse throughout the week where Paul says, recorded in Acts by Luke, that Jesus said it was more blessed to give than receive. And so throughout this week, each weekday, the morning devotion broadcast, we'll talk about some aspect of giving, of our attitudes in giving, of, well, today, who we give to. In fact, the Bible says we give what we owe. Romans 13, verse 7. Says, give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. One of the things that I believe is important for us to recognize from God's commands, his instructions, is that we give what we owe rather than, well, our human nature kind of likes to decide we give what someone else deserves. And there are times where we may owe something, but we determine in our mind, well, they don't deserve it. They tricked me. I think of the Israelites and God's command to not make treaties with those nations that surrounded Israel that would, well, have a bad influence on them. And you have a delegation from one of those nearby countries that come and, under false pretenses, disguise themselves as if they've been traveling long, they carry moldy bread and all of this stuff that would give the appearance that they've been on the road a long time when they haven't. And they tell this fake story and the leaders buy it. And they make this treaty. Now, I believe that in our human flesh, human nature, when found out, most of us would want to say that the treaty is invalid. We don't have to keep it because they weren't honest. There were consequences, but God's way of doing it was the treaty was honored. They had agreed to it. And when we live life looking for loopholes, we're going to find them even when they don't exist. And so God's instruction is not to give others what they deserve, but to give what we owe. Sometimes it is what they deserve. Sometimes it's not. But it's more than just paying our bills. He says it's about giving honor. It's about giving respect. It's about treating people in the way that we ought to treat them. We get caught up in believing that I'm not responsible for my debt if I can't pay it. Somebody else needs to. Or the banks ought to just forgive it. They've got lots of money. Or maybe one of our favorite, the government ought to take care of it. And we lose sight of the fact that that's not God's instructions. Now, granted, there are programs, there are good things that the government can do that we voluntarily come together in this democratic republic that we live in here in the United States and say, I'm willing to pay taxes so that there's a greater pool of money to do this or to do that. But the primary responsibility for what we owe is not collectively as much as it is individually. Yesterday we talked about giving to those in need. And we may in our mind tell ourselves, I don't owe them anything. Well, I think back of one of the first questions, other than the conversations that God had with Adam and Eve, that we find from God to people, was a question by God to Cain, where's your brother? And the infamous question from Cain, am I my brother's keeper? And while not directly yes, the implied answer through God's response is yes. You not only were to have responsibility for your brother's life, you were meant to be his brother, and not his judge. And I think that applies to what we owe the people around us. Is we owe respect, we owe integrity, we owe honesty, we owe help when God enables us to help. And when we choose to give what we owe, it's a matter of, I believe, spending time with God, asking the honest question, what is it that I owe the people in my life? But it's also asking the honest question, what is it that I owe God? When the disciples are questioned about paying tax, whether it's right to pay taxes, particularly the tax to Rome, and Jesus addresses both the temple tax, the tax that the Jewish people, the Israelites, were paying to keep up the temple, and he addresses that by telling Peter to go fishing and find in the mouth of the fish that he catches the right amount to pay the tax. But when it came to the tax regarding Rome, he wasn't about to be trapped. He began by proclaiming to be the son of the king. The king's children, the family, didn't pay taxes to the king. That was ridiculous. But he then asked for them to show him a coin. The coins they would use to pay the Roman taxes, and says, whose image is on it? What's stamped on that coin? And they said, it's the image of Caesar. And perhaps we know the response of Jesus, who says, "The give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." Now, what we owe, what has the image of God stamped on it is you. It's me. It's people. God says we have been created in His image. And so what? To give what we owe would foundationally begin with us giving ourselves wholly to God. You see, once we do that, giving what we owe to people becomes a lot easier. It ought to become a lot easier. There's still the selfish nature within us. There's still that part of us that resides, that wants to grasp hold of all that we can. But when we've surrendered to God's Spirit and we allow Him to take the lead, to give what we owe in regard to our debts becomes our desire. To give what we owe in regard to respect becomes our desire. To give what we owe in regard to honor becomes our desire. To give up what we owe in regard to help becomes our desire. Here at Deer Run, we're experiencing a lot of mechanical issues in our heating and air conditioning system specifically, but windows and skylights as well. But the critical issues, especially this week, is air conditioning. And the estimates to replace all that needs replaced are large. In fact, the total amount for what ought to be done comes close to our entire annual budget. And in the process, it's several things I think God's trying to teach us. One is to trust Him. But one is, I believe it's a challenge to every one of us . Do I wholly belong to God? Or do I belong to God on paper, but my stuff belongs to me? And it's a question that I have to struggle with, that I think each one of us are struggling with. And not to promote guilt or shame or anything else, but to promote spiritual growth, we continue to seek God and say, what is it that you want me to do with what you've entrusted me with? And granted, there are greater needs in our community, in our world, than my keeping cool. And so we continue to pray, and we continue to fast, and we continue to seek God. And in that continuation, we listen. And we obey. And so this morning, as we spend time praying, we ask God to help us. To help us know what we owe. Not just in terms of finances, but in terms of life. Not just in terms of money, but in terms of relationship. Not just in terms of the stuff of this world, but in terms of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need. It allows us to recognize that we owe You in a great way. In fact, we owe You our very life. every detail, every aspect, every part of it, not just ourself as a person, but ourself as what we own, or what we think we own. We bring it all to you, and we say it's yours to do with as you would like, and yet I confess there's so many times I really do what I like. And God, today I pray that you would open our hearts and minds to the word of truth, to the knowledge and wisdom of your Spirit, that we would know what we owe. That we would be diligent about giving what we owe. If it's a monetary debt, that we would take care of it. That you would teach us how. Sometimes we find ourselves in those monetary debts that we just don't have the resources to pay, and we're not sure what to do. But Father, sometimes the monetary debts and the monetary things that we owe are the easy ones to define. And so I ask that you would help us to know what we owe in honor, what we owe in respect to you, to the people around us, to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to our fellow students, to our enemies, to the strangers. Father, that we would pay attention to what we owe financially, we would pay attention to what we owe emotionally and spiritually to one another and to you. Father, that our giving of our stuff would reflect our giving of ourself. Father, help us to be faithful stewards of that which you've entrusted us with. You've entrusted us with resources so that we can care for our families, so that we can care for one another, so that we can care for the poor, that we can care for the outcast. And Father, there are many who struggle mightily with simply having enough to care for themselves. Father, I pray that regardless of how we view our own situation, that you would turn our eyes towards you, that we would be able to look back at ourselves and the vantage point that you have, and that you would help us to see clearly every aspect of what we owe and every aspect of how you would have us to give what we owe. And Father, as we consider the great debt that we owe that was paid for by Jesus, the debt of our life, the debt brought about by sin, we choose to surrender ourselves to you because we owe you the honor, the respect, the loyalty. We owe you our life. And so we give it. And as we allow you ownership of our life, may we live it in such a way that Jesus is seen, that he is heard, that he is known through us. So that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God. so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.